Greg Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
People value raising beef cattle as a way of life, and I think that's something really to be respected and honored.
That's Jared Decker, assistant professor in beef genetics at the University of Missouri. A new national center at the university aims to bring more reproductive technology to the beef cattle industry. USDA awarded a grant for Decker and his colleagues to set up the National Center for Applied Reproduction and Genomics in Beef Cattle.
So one of the research aspects of this grant that we've received is actually looking at the return on investment in terms of reproductive technologies and in terms of DNA technologies. The main technologies that we'll focus on will be artificial insemination, using genetic information to make selection decisions, and using DNA testing to put more accuracy behind those selection decisions. In Missouri, we've had several experiences where we've seen operations go from a very average or common commercial herd, and by using artificial insemination, by using genetic technologies like genetic predictions and genomic predictions, we've really seen them take a big step forward and become more profitable.
Decker says tradition is an integral part of the beef industry.
People value raising beef cattle as a way of life, and I think that's something really to be respected and honored. Unfortunately, sometimes the beef industry is often one of the last livestock industries to adopt a new technology.
That's Jared Decker, assistant professor in beef genetics at the University of Missouri. And again, the $300,000 grant through USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture will be used to develop the National Center for Applied Reproduction and Genomics in Beef Cattle at the University of Missouri. Now let's check in with Patrick, who gives us the lay of the land.
Well, Bill, you know that the cattle industry, cattle men and women, live on the land, and they love all the species that appear on that land.
It seems like such a great thing. Why would you be opposed to protecting species? Well, we're not.
That's Ethan Lane, Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Federal Lands. He's a fifth generation Arizonan with 18 years experience in natural resources and land use issues. And he notes you should never question the fact that the cattle industry is all for protecting endangered species.
Absolutely. You know, the Endangered Species Act is one of those things that for people that don't get impacted by it on a regular basis, that perhaps aren't in agriculture, it seems like such a great thing. Why would you be opposed to protecting species? Well, we're not. But the way that act has been used as a weapon against ranchers around the West and now increasingly into the Midwest and the East, we just feel like it's time to make sure that it's working the way the American people think that it does already.
Lane said the true conservationists looking after the land and other species are the ranchers and farmers.
I mean, I'm sure you're the same as I am, having grown up around this industry. The conservationists that I've known my whole life are ranchers. They're farmers. They're people that live on the land and work on the land. And you know as well as I do that when you're on somebody's place, they know every bit of wildlife. They know when the deer come to the tree line. They know when the birds come into a certain water hole. They know every bit of it, and they love it. It's why they do what they do. Being on the land and being out there and in touch with nature like that is the reason that you do that instead of doing what I do, working on Capitol Hill or you know, anywhere else. And so, you know, getting that message across and helping people, not just people in the environmental community that sort of, you know, a lot of whom sort of focus their attention on us, but just the general public to understand that we are a part of the solution to these problems, and to chain us up and to prevent us from putting conservation on the ground in the way our industry can, really only our industry can in some instances, is doing a disservice to the species. It's doing a disservice to what they're really trying to accomplish.
But what do some environmental communities do? Just file lawsuits against the cattle industry.
It's sure a great business model if you are running an activist environmental organization. It turns out that is the pathway to success and riches, because, you know, there's a long list of these groups that are just feeding. They're high on the hog on these lawsuits. I saw a balance sheet for an environmental organization the other day that attributed 36% of their budget last year to judgments from federal government awards. Now, let that sink in for a minute. A third of their budget is coming from lobbying lawsuits at the government and getting paid off on the settlements.
For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.